Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Vayikra Tov Shin Pehei. We're going to learn a few Meshech Chachmas, and we will see our Meir Simcha's Medayik, beautiful Dikdukim in the Psukim, and to teach us many different lessons. So we will begin with the Meshech Chachma, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Dalit. Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Dalit is by the Karbonis Mincha Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim LaHashem. And if you will bring a Minchas Bikurim is the Karbon HaOmer. So Mir Simchas Medayik LeKosva HaTeira Banoiseres Min HaMincha LaAron LeLevonov. Earlier in Pasuk Gimel, when talking about a regular Karbon Mincha, the Torah says that a kmitza, a handful, goes on to the mizbeach, and the rest, the leftovers of the mincha, go to Aaron uvanov to eat. V'chein b'mincha soita b'parshas nasai, also in mincha soita, when a soita brings a carbon mincha, she also brings that carbon, and the Torah does not say the words that the leftovers go to Aaron uvanov. V'yu'yin bavli reish ve'ilu munachas, v'yushalmi soita paragimol, delomdu midrashas yu'yin sham. The Gemara over there learns from drashas that in fact both of these karbanas, the leftovers do go to the kehanim. So Rameir Simcha is bothered why the Torah doesn't write it explicitly. Says Rameir Simcha, v'lei kosva Torah beferish, the Torah did not write it explicitly, mishum desa'irim maichal behema, because barley, which is what the carbon ha'omer is made out of, and the carbon saita, every other carbon mincha is made from wheat flour. These two carbonis mincha are made from barley flour. And barley, by definition, is really maicha behema. It's more animal feed than human feed. V'chasa teira lichtaiv she'is chalik la'arun levonav. And the teira didn't want to write. The teira was chas. Chas means was careful. Torah was very zohir not to write that it's given to Aaron Uvanov, even though it's true. She'ena mina kovei litein lohem. Because really it's not such an honorable thing to give it to the Kehanim. The halacha is it does go to the Kehanim, but to have it written in the Torah beferish, here's the barley, go give it to the Kehanim, that's not bakovetik to write in the Torah. And even though the Torah says that the barley, the kmitza, the handful, part of this carbon, both of those carbonas, go on the mizbeach, the chas Hashem Yisbarach al kvoid b'yoysav yoyser mikavad ha-mizbeach. The Torah is more careful about the kavod of people more than the kavod of his own mizbeach. To say that the barley is going to go on the mizbeach, Hashem doesn't mind. But to say, to give it to Aaron Uvanov, that already is not about kavodik a thing, even if it's true. But to write in the Torah is not such a bakavadika thing. Now, if you go to the Paragimel Pasuk Aleph, which is, there's another half to this Meshech Chachma where he says Pshat and Yancho Hashem Yem Tzara Alam Natzeach and David, you could take a look there. But the piece after that, Paragimel Pasuk Aleph, Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbon, and you'll see why I'm going here. So Rameir Simcha's Medayik, and I'm not going to do this one inside, but Rameir Simcha's Medayik, that by all of the Karbonis Shlamim, the different types of animals that you bring, it says Reach Nichayach. It's going to be a Reach Nichayach, an aroma that brings pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one that doesn't say it is Im Kesev Humakriv, Paragimel Pasuk Zayin. If you're going to bring a sheep, doesn't say Reach Nichayach over there. So, Rav Meir Simcha talks about it here. Why is it that it doesn't say Reach Nichayach? And the idea, he says, is as follows. He says, the Reach Nichayach Meiral HaRotzon de Miskalbel B'Rav HaKadam Hashem. Reach Nichayach talks about the fact that it's accepted L'Rotzon in front of Hashem. So he says that when a person brings a carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to bring it l'rtzein chem. Zaveh achoysei l'rotzein b'leiv gomer. Bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. So he says, when you bring a par, a bull, or you bring an aze, a goat, even though there's parts of it that go on the Mizbeach, however, a person doesn't really at the end lose too much. Shabosar oichel, he eats the meat. V'achelev b'loizeh osur lechol. The chelev, the forbidden fats that is osur to eat, those go on the Mizbeach. So it's no real loss for the person. V'imishum chaze v'shoik. Ah, you're going to say he has to give the chaze, the chest, and the shoik, and the thigh, to the kayin by a carbon shlamim. That is true. But if he would keep this animal for himself, and shechted is a regular chulin animal, he would have to give to the kayin other types of matanis. The zraya, the foreleg, the lechayayim, the cheekbone, and the cave, and the stomach. So, when you measure out the difference between if a person keeps the animal for himself and what he could enjoy and gain from that animal, vis-a-vis what he has to, if he makes it into a karbon, what goes to Hashem, there's very minimal loss. The meat, he eats on both sides. The chaylev is also on both sides. The chaz of a sheik by a shlamim have to go to the kayin. Go to the kayin by chulin. So it equals out. So therefore, when a person brings a carbon l'Hashem, he'll bring a belev shalem. He's not losing anything. There's no niggling feeling, oh, if I would have kept it for myself, I would have had an extra steak. You want to have extra steak, it'd be the same thing. Avos, Dr. Meir Simcha, bekesev mafsid halyo. The difference between a goat and a sheep is that a goat doesn't have a tail, and a sheep has a tail with its tailbone. And that tailbone is very fatty. And that's called the alya. And that alya goes up on the mizbeach. So that's an extra piece that he is permitted for the person to eat and consume if he would have kept it for himself. And now that he's making it as a karbon, that extra piece has to go on the mizbeach. Shemuteres la'achila, he could eat it himself if it would be chulin. And now, makriva l'gavoya. V'ula chas aleh v'ein ritzoy neshalim medover. So therefore, if a person brings a sheep, we're afraid that deep down there might be this niggling feeling that, if I would have kept it for myself, I would have had that extra geshmak, a piece of alya. L'chein le'kosav reach nichayach. So therefore, because we're afraid it's not b'lev shalem, the Torah doesn't say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekabalit b'reach nichayach b'ravo kodam Hashem. V'lochein b'chol ha'munachas and minachas, and this is going to lead us to the main meshachachm I want to do. That's why by all the carbon menachos, kosev reach nichayach. It says reach nichayach levad b'minchas bikurim. Except for the minchas ha'oimer, the minchas bikurim that we just learned about. Lo kosev reach nichayach, reason number one. Mipnei shichayvo ubal lahater chadosh. The carbon ha'oimer that's brought tez zayin nisan is not a nedava. It's not optional. It's an obligation. Even though the Torah says ve'im, it's an obligation. And what's the purpose of this obligation? To be matir chadosh, to allow now the consumption of the new harvest. V'ulayenim akrivim rak lahatir achadosh. So when a person or Klai Yisrael brings the carbon oimer, it's not so clear they're bringing it because they want to bring it b'lev shalem as a carbon liratzein lifnei Hashem. There's an ulterior motive here. They want to eat the new produce. They didn't want to eat chadosh. So the fact that it's very possible they're doing it for another reason, lebimater chadosh, it doesn't say reach nichayach v'doik. And then he says v'hi shel sa'orim she'ein maichel adam. Perhaps another reason why by the minchas bikurim it doesn't say reach nichayach is because at the end of the day it's a minchasi oirim, it's barley, which is not Michael Adam. So Rameir Simcha in the first shtickle we learned said that Hashem doesn't say give the barley to the kehanim. It's not bakovedik to say to give it to them. Even though Hashem says put it on my mizbeach, Hashem is chas al kvoid briyosav more than kavod on mizbeach. But at the same time, reach nichayach, that already it doesn't say. Reach nichayach, it's only Michael Behema, Michael Adam, you don't have reach nichayach. Let us go now to the Meshechachma, the Iker that I want to do, that continues with this theme. This was all Hakdama. Perek Dalid, Pasuk, Lamed Aleph. Perek Dalid, Pasuk, Lamed Aleph. What's this talking about? Perek Dalid Pasuk Lamed Aleph. This is talking about Karbonis Chatos. In Perek Dalid Pasuk Chav Zayin V'Nevash Achas Techta Bishkaga, person does an Avera B'Shoigeg, and he brings a Karbon Tziras Izim Tmima, a female goat, for his Chet. And the Pasuk ends off, he's going to bring this L'Reach Nichayach LaHashem, L'Reach Nichayach. In the next Pasuk, Lamed Beis Vim Keves, if he brings a sheep, again, female, for his Karbon Chatos. There, when the Torah says, "Victor Akain Isam Hamizbecha," Ali Shei Hashem doesn't say L'Reach Nichayach. So let's see what Rav Meir Simcha says. "Bechatos Seira," again, Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed Aleph, L'Reach Nichayach. "Bechatos Seira Kosev Reach Nichayach." It says Reach Nichayach by the goat. Because this is coming to be Mekayim, what it says in Masechta Soita. The Torah says over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to embarrass people who have done an Aveir and have to bring a Karban Chatas. So therefore the Torah says that in the same place, in the Beis HaMikdash, where you Shecht a Chatas, you also Shecht an Oila. So if someone sees your location on the north side of the Mizbeach shechting a Karban, they don't readily assume that you did an Aveira and you don't have to be embarrassed. They could say, oh, maybe he's bringing a present, an Oila. Frekti Gemara, Veloi, what do you mean? Va'ika Damim? The blood's different, because the Dam Chatas goes on the top of the Mizbeach and the Dam Oila goes on the bottom of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, only the Kayan knows that. People don't know, they don't pay attention to that. Frekta Gemara v'ika chatas nekeva oila zachar. How could you tell me people can't tell the difference? A chatas, as we just said, is a female. An oila is a male. So you see the different type of animal. Zokta Gemara, hasa michsa be'alya. No. The chatas, even though it is a female, but has a big bushy tail, the alya, that covers over the makaim of where the zachras and nekevas, where you could tell if it's a zachra and a keva in the animal. So nobody sees. So you see a sheep. You don't know if it's a female or a male. Again, maybe it's a karban oila. Frekta Gemara, tenach kisva, what do you mean? That's very nice if it's a sheep. But seira michael amemer, what if the guy brings a goat? A goat does not have a big tail blocking the back, the view from the back. And you could tell it's a nekeva and not a zachar, and he's going to be embarrassed. Zakti Gemara, Zakti Gemara, the Torah went out of its way to try to protect the person from embarrassment. And therefore the Torah said, Oilan Chatas in the same place. You want to know, it's in a keva, you have an option to bring a sheep which no one could see, and you won't be embarrassed. You brought a goat, and now everyone could see you bring a Karban Chatas. Hasum Iudikam Michsif Anafshei. That's not our problem, says the Torah. He embarrassed himself. He could have brought a sheep and no one would have known, and instead he brought a goat and now everyone could see. The Torah said we put enough things into place that he doesn't have to be embarrassed. That's what the Gemara in Taita says. Zokt Remeir Simcha. Why does the person want to embarrass himself? Who's going to choose a goat? Zokt Remeir Simcha V'lochein Kevan Sharoitza Lisbayish Ulis Chaper V'leiv Gomer. The person who brings the goat wants the busha, because that's part of his kapara. He doesn't want to just, when he's doing tshuva on his avera, and he's bringing a karban, he wants it to be 1,000,000% tshuva. And therefore, he dafka brings a goat to be mevayish himself. So part of the midah of tshuva, the mitzvah of tshuva, or the drachim of tshuva is busha. Busha will help him that he'll feel bad about his avera and he won't do it again. So he's bringing the goat, he's bringing the goat, and he's being mevayish himself. Oh, that's why, says Rav Meir Simcha, when it says, he'll bring a se'ira, he's bringing a se'ira, a female goat, says the pasuk at the end, that's going to be the reach nichayach. That chatas is a reach nichayach. What do you mean? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu get a Reach Nichayach from an Aveira, from a Chatos? He gets it because this person chose to bring the Seira, to be Mevayish himself, to come to a complete Tshuva and Iskarvus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's a Reach Nichayach. Mashenken, if he brings the Kipsa, he brings the sheep. He brings the sheep with the Alya. Okay, Avada his Yaitzei. But it doesn't say the Reach Nichayach. He didn't go that extra mile to get the fullness of the carbon. Uvishlamim, now Meir Simcha says, by a carbon shlamim, Eitzel Keves leikas of Reach Nichayach. Ah, so we already learned. Meir Simcha. In Paragimel, Pasuk Aleph, who told us why by the Keves of the Shlamim, it doesn't say L'Reach Nichayach, but here he says another reason. Mishum de'iu mevi atzma lidei chashad sheyoymru Allah v'aktaros ha'ishu be'etzem chatos. So he says, now L'chayra, if you're bringing a Shlamim as a karmon, and you decide to bring a sheep, you decide to bring a sheep as a karmon, you have a choice. You could bring a zachar or an akeva. Zachar or an akeva. Now, if you bring a zachar, nobody thinks you're bringing a chatas. Maybe it's an ayla. It doesn't make a difference to anyone. If you bring an akeva, well, let's see. If you bring a sheep, if you bring a sheep, so it's covered over. Nobody really knows what that animal is. If you bring a goat, everyone could see what it is. So he says as follows. I'm sorry. Uvishlamim eitzel keves. He's not going in the female. I'm sorry. He's going in the male. By the male goat, by the male sheep, leikas of reach nichayach. Why? Because when people are going to see you bringing the male sheep, but it's covered over by its tail, do they know if it's a male or a female? No. So they could say, hey, maybe he's bringing a female, and maybe it's taka karbon chatos. So people are going to look at him and say, what's he bringing? Maybe he's bringing a karban chatas. They don't know it's a shlamim. Eitzel keves leikas v'reach mishum diyu mevi atzma lidei chashad. He puts himself in a situation where people may suspect him of bringing a karban chatas, of doing an avera, and needing a karban chatas. Sheyomer lo v'aktaros yishu b'etzem chatas. People are going to say it's really a chatas. And he writes in parentheses, now one second, a chatas is shecht in the north of the Mizbeach. A Shlamim could be anywhere. Mishum mandalai chazi makim shchita. So either someone who didn't see where it was shechted, v'ay di'iu kasher gam mitzofen. The truth is, you could shecht it in the tzofen as well. But the point is that it's not so indicative of the place anymore. Either they didn't see it, and by the haktara, they'll be chayshid, or they saw it and it was happened to have been in the north, and they can't see that it's a male keves, which can't be a chatas, and could only be an oil or a shlamim. Now, because you brought that covered over, and people can't tell, someone might say, it's actually a female, and it's karban chatas. So he brought himself lidei chashad. The Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to pass by the back of a Beis HaKnesses when the Tzibur is mispalel, because people are going to be choshed you that you're not being nichnas into the Beis HaKnesses to daven. The Gemara says over there, it depends. One door, two doors. Is there another Beis HaKnesses town? Gemara on Brachas. But the point is, Rashi says over there, Nirakim Avriach Atzmei B'Pesach Beis HaKnesses Shebem Mizrach. Because the person, it looks like he's running away. So you're not allowed to put yourself in a makam of a chashad. So therefore, says Meir Simcha, because he put himself in a makam of chashad, doesn't say L'Reach Nechayach. The guy who's chayav a karban chatos, when he brings a sheep over there, it doesn't say Reach Nechayach. Why? Because he didn't bring himself to Busha. People are going to think, who knows, maybe it's an Ayla. The guy who brings the goat, everyone sees it's a chatas, he brought himself to Busha as part of his tshuva, L'Reach Nechayach. When it comes to a shlamim by the keves, it doesn't say Reach Nechayach, because over there the pshat is, again, it's the same keves kipsa, but different reason. The fact that it's covered over, even though it's a male, people might be chayshed him, it's a female,
and think he's bringing a chatos and he did an avera. So since he brought himself lidei chashad, it doesn't say l'reach nichayach. Oi, second reason. V'doiki says. V'oi, another reason. Dei nachas ruach lefonov shelekeach o'esh masheroi lachilas adam v'zeh alya. So before in the original shtikl, Meir Simcha said, we're afraid because he has to put the aliyah on the mizbeach that he won't do a b'leiv shalim. Over here he says another interesting nekuda. If you have a choice to bring an eiz or a keves, and there's something in the keves that really a human could have consumed, the aliyah, and you decided to go give it to the Rebbeinu Shalom and burn on the mizbeach, and you had the option of an eiz, that's not a nachas ruach. Very interesting thing, Rav Meir Simcha saying. Ein, you would think, what do you mean, Adarab? I'm giving up for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Dei nachas ruach lefonov, shelei keach ho'esh ma'asheroi l'achilas adam. Sounds almost like a Baal Tashchis type of thing. You're going to go burn up something that roi l'achilas adam? Ha'alya? V'daik. Again, v'daik. So another reason why it doesn't say, by the shlamim, by the keves, it doesn't say l'reach nechayach. Oh, what about minchas bikurim? So we already had two reasons. Because you might not do it b'leiv shalom, b'mata the chodesh, and because of Michael behema. What does he say here? Mishum dehu ba mina sairim deina Michael adam. It's coming from sairim, which is not Michael adam. Ulefichach emach sheves pigo v'shalelish by paisa ba'i. The Gemara handles over there the machshev is pigol and shaloi lishmai. May not passel in this carbon ha'aymer because it is sa'irim and not chitim. It's barley, it's maichel behema. V'lchein omar takriv minchas bikurim shim hikshera af imloi hivio l'ratzayim kidam arbeteres kanim yuyin sham. And another thing, that's why it says takriv minchas bikurim, like it says in teres kanim. What does it say in teres kanim? It says over there, it says v'im takriv minchas bikurim, if you're going to bring. What's v'im? L'chayr it's a chiyav. Zok the teres kanim. Im atem evien asay l'ratzayim if you bring it fully l'ratzayin, says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'll be mal as if it was a nedava. Be'im, he had an option. But if you don't do it fully l'ratzayin, then he considers if you brought it for personal gain, like the Chavetz Chaim says on the Teres Kanim, meaning to be matar chadosh, to be matar chadosh. Now, if you have time and you have the Shari Oira from Meir Tzvi Bergman on the sixth parsha, he handles this Teres Kanim, I think, in two shtiklach to try to understand the bimazbe this nedava issue. But the point is, Dr. Meir Simcha, the lemaitz it's ksheira afloi l'ratzayin. Even if you didn't do it l'ratzayin chem, as we said before, you did it for the ulterior motives. V'leilchein le'kasev reach nichayach v'kemincha soita behaktara, that it also doesn't say reach nichayach. And therefore, it's coming for a chet, and therefore, it doesn't have shemen, doesn't have levaina, doesn't say reach nichayach. So Meir Simcha is adding another knetch over here. He's putting in the two things. It's not Michael Adam, and therefore, there's no psulim. V'lachein Amar. It could be even shalai l'ratzein kasher. He said, very important nekud over here. That why is it, before he was saying in the original shtickel, we're afraid you might not do it l'ratzayin. Here the Teres Kanim is saying you don't have to do it l'ratzayin. You want to do it to be matar chadosh, it's okay too. Why? So Meir Simcha says, because it's Maichel Behema. Because it's not a full carbon of Hashem. For Haraya, the psulim of Shalei Lishma and Pigol, that passel all carbonists don't passel over here. So therefore the whole thing is like, really made. Yes, lahatir chadosh. Hashem says, I'm asking you to go above and beyond. If you do it, mamish, l'ratzayin, I'll consider it a karban nedava. But it doesn't have to be. And therefore, it doesn't say l'reach nechayach. V'doik b'chol zeh. Acharei zeh ra'isi b'raisa mesechta kala. Hanidfas chadosh vilna kasov. He found, it was just printed, I guess, in the Vilna Shas, the mesechta kala. Shalul Rav Meir, my dechsev ishe l'reach nechayach l'Hashem. Why does it say ishe reach nechayach l'Hashem? Lo yada. He didn't know. Osi shal. So they asked. Amrulai, kan ba'isin lishma, kan ba'isin shalai lishma. Upirish kemaisha kasafti. Take a have, see if I could quickly find it. I have Reb Chaim Kanievsky's beer, a Masech Dekala. Okay, I don't even know where Masech Dekala is pretty big. And for some reason, they don't have the Maramakam over here. They don't have the Maramakam. So, Reb Meir Simcha is saying the Pshat here, when he answered him, the difference between what did he say? Kan ba'oisin lishma, kan ba'oisin shaloi lishma. What does that mean? Pirish kemoshe kasafti. L'chein kasav v'minchas oimer isha l'Hashem. And it doesn't say reach nichayach, v'bnei she'id oisin shaloi lishma, rak l'hatr chadash. Ava v'chol ha'munachas k'siv, kasav isha l'reach nichayach, because there a person does a lishma, v'zeh barer, and this is barer. Let me see if I could flip through very quickly and see if I could find it here. Shemayim. Maybe it's here. See it here. I think. It could be over here by. I'm not sure why there's no Maramakam, unless it's something that we don't have and only Meir Simcha had. I don't know. Should have looked it up before the share. I apologize. The end he says, Vizeb Barer. This is Barer. Listen to Rav Meir Simcha. He's saying, like I was mechaven midaiti. My whole shtickle that I said here, that when it says the reach nichayach, there's a difference if you do it fully lishma or not. That's mefurish here. Now I see in achar zero isi. Now I see. You know, after the shtickle, I saw in the Masech Tekala tehila lekel that I was mechaven midaiti. This is what it says over here in Masech Tekala. Again, I just want to try quickly again, maybe. Eish. Oh, here's Eish. Nice to see it inside. See if the pasuk, if I look where it jumps out at me here. I think it's in this parak that talks about doing things. Hashem Shemayim. Baruch Hashem Shemayim. Okay, I don't see it, but Be'ez Hashem, I will continue to look, and the Olam can look as well, and see if they find it in the Masech Tekala, what Rav Meir Simcha is bringing. But as we see here from these three Rav Meir Simchas, as he's been medayik, different knaiches from each place where it says l'reach nichayach, it doesn't say l'reach nichayach, as we have seen. Be'ez Hashem, all of that, he then bases and says, "Moshe kevanti midaiti, tila lekel," is mefurish here in Masech Tekala. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody, and Kol Tov.